Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, your morning dose of need to know with a dash of, maybe you didn't. Jen and friends are bringing you In the Loop.
Here's the latest on R. Kelly, who was ordered to be held without bail yesterday after prosecutors described him as, quote, an extreme danger to the community, especially to minor girls. R. Kelly pled not guilty to 18 federal charges in both Illinois and New York inside a Chicago courtroom yesterday. Now, he's facing a maximum prison sentence of 195 years in Chicago for his alleged crimes against 10 different victims. Now, you know that famous interview when he sat down with Gayle King. So everybody keeps going back to Gayle King to ask about this R. Kelly case. And she really says that the documentary is what's brought this all to light.
When you talk about the power of media, look at that Surviving R. Kelly documentary. It was very well done. R. Kelly, of course, insists that it's all lies and it's not true. But so many women came forward and told their story. And after that documentary aired, more women came forward and told their story. And I think we are looking and hearing things differently now than we used to in the past.
R. Kelly is going to remain in federal custody because his lawyers could not make a strong enough case for him to be allowed out on bail. They said he was not a flight risk because he, quote, has no money. That's what they said in court yesterday. And they were like, no, we're not really buying that story. So, nope, he's going to stay behind bars.
Did you see the Surviving R. Kelly documentary?
I did not watch it.
It's hard.
To me, it would be too hard to watch.
It is. It's hard to watch. What's most fascinating is a lot of the girls that have been through this that are still defending him.
Yes.
And the parents. There were a handful of parents
that
still defended R. Kelly as well.
Yeah, so crazy.
How about something, a little bit of good news? Do you see the viral photos going around of this single dad? His name is Jeff Seville. And now he's back in the dating world, but he needed help on what to wear to go on a date. So what did he do? And I'm guilty of this as well, is you take pictures, selfies of yourself in a bunch of different shirts.
Okay.
And he sent the shirts to his 19-year-old daughter.
Aww.
And said, help me out. Dad's got a date tonight. What do you think of this one? What do you think of this one? What do you think
so
of this one?
Cute.
Well, being a 19-year-old, what does she do? She immediately takes all the pictures and puts them on Instagram.
She's like, y'all, cast a vote.
She said the tag was life with a single dad asking for advice on date outfits with a bunch of LOL emojis. Now, he got stood up on that date.
Oh, no. Poor dad.
So, in response to that, the pictures went viral, and the story about him getting stood up went viral. Since then, he's gotten hundreds of date requests.
Yes,
awesome.
A little
bit of good news.
I love that so much. All right, now TV news anchors are supposed to be so serious, right? So when something makes them break character, you have got to hear it. And this is an on-air discussion about pickleball that ends in a fit of laughter for these TV news anchors. They're in Calgary, Alberta.
We should play some pickleball.
You can play with yourself.
Oh.
So it's raining outside and scattered showers across the city. 12 degrees is what.
I feel very warm all of a sudden. Sweating. What's happening?
I'm trying to move on, and it'll be cooler and wet today.
The snorts, too. The snorts.
Roll the teleprompter. Yeah. Roll it.
Somebody go to break.
Hot topic across Dog Nation right now is about the Georgia-Florida world's largest outdoor Don't Call It a Cocktail Party.
Yes.
Now, this is the annual meeting between Georgia and Florida played down in Jacksonville. I don't know what it's called now. It's Everbank Field, basically where the Jaguars play. Well, the discussion has come up about moving the game away from Jacksonville.
You can't do that.
Well, a lot of Georgia fans want them to.
Really?
And I'm in that camp.
But Georgia, Florida, it has to be like split down the middle. That's what makes it great.
But it is closer for the Florida Gators than it is the Georgia Bulldogs. So now
Wait
the discussion is maybe make it a home Athens, home Gainesville, one weekend in Jacksonville, or maybe Jacksonville, Atlanta, Jacksonville, because it's an easier drive for Florida. So they pretty much consider it a home game.
Nah. I mean, I hate the Gators just as much as every Georgia Bulldog does because I'm a Florida State Seminole, but come on now. Tradition is tradition.
If you've been, you know that the cocktail party is a wild weekend. Yes. SEC Media Days are going on right now, and Kirby Smart talked about that.
I'm for what's best for the University of Georgia. And as a group and as a staff and as administration, and we'll look at that internally and make the decisions based on what is best for our student-athletes and what's best for the university. I don't get caught up in the emotion of this decision or that decision. I look at it from a perspective of 10,000 feet where I say, what is best for our program.
Head coach Kirby Smart basically saying Jacksonville gives us a lot of money to play in Jacksonville, mm-hmm. and we're not going anywhere. Finally, my six-year-old Caroline, our chief meteorologist, has today's weather.
Happy Hope Day. Today's weather is going to be cloudy and 91.
And now you're in the loop.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.